Rated R movie.
It had the Corys in it, right?
It did. Corey Haim.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay, Paul, if you got a minute, we're going to tell you what your job should be.
My job should be somewhere else
in studio with you. Yeah. Real quick, then, because before you leave, because I want to find it. Here's the big reveal. We got Tim in the studio. Tim, what is let me turn your microphone on. Your mic six. Tim, what's your job here? Are we career counselor or something like that?
Career coach.
Okay.
I help people figure out what they want to be when they grow up.
Well, some people have a challenge figuring that out. Maybe they didn't go to college, or because usually it's when you're drunk or something in college and you finally, it's like, this is what I want to do. Get
light
drunk.
Comes on.
Exactly.
I mainly took classes based on what time they were being held.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to plan a major around 10 a.m. classes.
Oh, you were ambitious. Mine weren't before 12:30.
Tim, please tell Paul, because he's got other affiliates to tend to here for weather. What should, and we all took these tests yesterday, and we had a bunch of questions, hundreds of questions.
Lots
that we had
of questions.
And so what should Paul be doing if he wasn't to be a radio guy or a weather guy? What is his job?
Okay, Paul, here's your top three. Translator.
Seriously? Some people might say that I am already.
I thought you were going to say transgendered.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I prefer gender fluid.
Oh, I read that wrong. Number two.
You sure didn't say transformer, because that sounds cooler.
Oh, man, I wish.
Yeah, how well do you look in yellow? Number two, buyer.
Buyer.
Oh,
like a media buyer?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Clothes buyer?
Any kind of buyer.
Paul, you just need
furniture
to buy
buyer,
stuff.
Yeah,
usually
buyer,
I'm selling it.
Clothes
mm-hmm.
buyer.
Are we all those things?
Tropical fish buyer.
I feel like of all of us, Paul buys the least.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's why he'd
sell.
Be a good buyer, because he would know how to get a good deal.
Buy low, sell high.
This is from the Strong Interest Inventory, probably the most prescribed vocational test that there is. So, translator, buyer, your number one, broadcast journalist.
Well, get out of here.
What was it?
Broadcast journalist.
No.
You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, Paul. Now, go do that somewhere else.
Yeah, right. You're doing a great job. Get out.
How about Tony? Tony Williams here. She's like the person that gets things done behind the scenes stuff. She calls people, and she wears low-cut outfits to go find a pumpkin from old men. This
that
is what
is
she
an
does.
Excellent description of Tony's job.
Would you call that versatile?
Yeah. What is her top three? If she weren't to be one, what she's doing now, after answering all those questions yesterday, the very big test.
Yes.
Tony, out of 130 occupations, mm-hmm. your top three, community service director.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Okay.
Number two, speech pathologist.
Wow. That's okay. Very specific. Mm.
That's stupid.
I do hate words.
Yeah. This is the worst.
And your number one, and we're going to start to see a pattern here, almost, broadcast journalist.
Oh, that is a dumb test. This is how you make your money?
That's stupid test. We're doing what we love.
Right.
These questions were like, do you like broadcasting? Yes. Are you a broadcaster? Sure I am.
Okay, perfect. I know. I saw that too. Oh, man. I'm going to be a broadcast journalist too. Let's get move
well,
on.
That's a good thing. That means you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't even get broadcast journalist because if it's like, do you know how to speak well and are very good grammar?
Let's move this along. Producer Will, please. Now, he's the producer of this show. He's a funny, wacky comedian guy.
Producer Will. Arts and entertainment manager.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he does here.
Okay. Number two, reporter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Yeah.
Number one, broadcast journalist.
Oh, God. Wow. This is so stupid.
No. It gets better.
Okay. All right. How about KJ here?
KJ.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Number three, training and development specialist.
Oh, that sounds very boring.
That's because you have so many siblings and you're always helping with the sisters
and stuff all the time.
Yes,
I train a lot of people.
Yeah.
And interestingly, the one that goes with that mm-hmm. is instructional coordinator.
Ah.
So the instructional coordinator writes the training for the monkeys and then the training person delivers it.
You were doing the wrong job.
The training monkeys.
Apparently so.
What was the third one? Broadcast journalism.
The number one.
Broadcast journalism.
Broadcast journalism.
All right, go ahead. What is mine?
All right.
We just
go.
Have no choice but to like this. We've all been doing this for a decade. It's the only way we pay for bills. It's like, this is all we know.
Yeah.
So this is the eclectic guy.
Uh-huh.
This is me. If I wasn't doing this radio thing, here's what I should be doing. This is my fallback job.
This is your fallback occupations. Number three, chef.
That's actually true.
You do love food. You're very passionate about food.
Number two, biologists.
That's because there are questions about, do you like exploring your body?
This is because he wasn't paying attention and he was putting he was marking the wrong circle.
I gotta be honest with you, like for three or four or five of them, I was on the wrong column. And I didn't know the scale. I thought like the last one was decent but not great. So I
oh my lord.
I did the test a little bit wrong.
Yeah, you're
number one, journalist, right?
You're number one, musician.
What?
Wow.
Broadcast journalist was not even in your top 10.
Oh my god!
That's what his original career counselor told him.
That's actually what our boss tells him.
So my occupation should be a number one musician, chef, or a biologist.
Exactly.
That's because you messed up the exam. I have no doubt you're filling in the wrong bubbles. Biologist.
You are a diverse, eclectic man.
Have you ever played a musical instrument?
I think good radio personalities are ones that are just, you know, not great radio personalities, you know? Because great radio personalities are so stiff and boring, and they are, here's Sinead O'Connor, you know, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Sinead O'Connor.
Is this 1980?
1990. Right. 89, maybe.
Can I have the name of your band? It should be called KJ and the Procrastinator.
Because we were a little late getting the test done.
Right.
KJ got a perfect score on her reliability index.
Thank you.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
And she had it done on Saturday morning.
Okay, that's so right. Again, number one with broadcast journalists, all you guys except for me. I'm the musician.
You should not be here.
Or chef or biologist.
If you're going to be here, cook us something or sing us a song.
All right, and so how do you get a hold of you? I mean, what if someone called in earlier and it was like, how do I get a hold of you, to help out? Maybe you got a kid that doesn't know for sure where to start. This might be a good way to start.
317.
That people don't have a phone number. Is there a website?
Yeah, what's your website?
CareerCafe.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember. CareerCafe.com. Is that your website?
CareerCafe.com, yeah.
Is that your website?
Yeah.
Do we have, I know you had to give us top three because we're on the radio, but are there more results that come along with this when someone takes a test?
I am giving each of you the test results.
All right.
What else would you give us?
There are 130 total occupations on
here. Okay. Oh, it gives up more things.
Yeah.
Well, top three would make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to see 140?
Your 129th occupation, Andrew.
I bet there are 128. Maybe 129 will be the one.
No, you know what? For Smiley. So these are what we call the postal occupations. Please don't do this because you will go postal and kill your fellow workers.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
His number one least interest, sociologist.
Yeah. Mm.
That's studying people and statistics.
Yeah, not interested.
Number two, attorney.
That's being interested in other people.
Yeah, exactly. Not interested in anybody but me.
Yep.
Attorney, that makes sense. Yeah. Some of those questions, like, do you want to study law and learn rules to things? I was like, no thank you.
No way.
7 years of college.
Yeah. Yeah, 7 years of college. Not interested. By the way, I went to high school. That was one of the first questions on the list. What's your furthest, education? Like, high school.
I heard that this morning.
Yeah, you heard that.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, guys. Again, your website.